Welcome back in, Robbie and Rexrode here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexrode, Elijah Campbell here with you on this Wednesday morning. I almost called you Ryan Forth again. That was almost the second time I've done that.
That would have been the second time today.
Sorry about that.
Maybe we do look a lot more alike than we thought.
Sorry about that.
I would say that would be a massive insult, but Poro's probably listening right now, so I don't want to say that.
There we go. It's that time of the week. We go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Predators forward Matt Duchene, brought to you by Gary Ashton, Remax Advantage, and by Two Rivers Ford. Matt, what's going on, brother? How are we doing?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We are doing great. Appreciate you taking time to join us this morning. I know it's a busy morning. Game day tonight against the Columbus Blue Jackets. And, Matt, obviously still some work to do, and that's the focus for your group. An opportunity to clinch the playoffs tonight. How would you just describe the journey of what it's been like to get to this point for your group where you do have this opportunity tonight heading into the game against Columbus?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a grind. I know guys have it hasn't been easy. But I guess all the great things in life don't come easy. So I think that's maybe the way to look at it. And I think we still have, like you said, we have work to do. So it's not a situation where we're, I don't even want to talk about talk as if it's done or whatever. But the one thing that I'll say is that, just being in this position, it's a big tribute to the character we have in that room. And guys just making sacrifices for the good of the team. And I think that's something that is really commendable. We want to come out. We didn't play our best game the other night. We still got the win, but we didn't play our best game. And tonight we want to come out and play better. So, I know this group, is mature enough to know when we're good and when we're not. We want to be right back at it tonight.
Does the way the game went the other night, Matt, does that help keep people from drifting toward, being excited about the possibility of winning?
I think we knew that game wasn't over at that time, but they get a couple, bang, bang goals, and hockey's funny that way. You can, it just takes two shots, it doesn't take much. I think we all know that the game's that way, and when you're on the other side of things, that it can turn that quickly in your favor. So I've been games like that. We've had games like that this year. So, I think the big thing is tonight to just get back to doing what we did against Dallas and in so many games this year to get us to this point. So, we'll be ready to go. We'll watch some video this morning and get a good skate. And I know the boys will be a better team tonight than we were the other night.
Matt, it was interesting. I was talking to Forsberg the other night, and he said, his legs still felt a little heavy coming back in, the first couple of games. Obviously, you missed a lot of time with injury as well. Do you feel like you're back up to full speed at this point? I mean, it looked like you were the best player on the ice Saturday against the Stars. Another really good game for you against Columbus as well. Do you feel like you're back up to full speed with all the time you had off?
Yeah, honestly, I felt good right off the bat. I'd been skating a lot more than Phil had. Phil with, his injury was not able to skate quite at the level that I was the whole time. So he obviously was at one of those things where he progressed really quickly, where for me, I was skating hard and long. And at one point, like I told you guys, we had to back it off, actually, because I was doing too much. So it was different for me. When I came back in the lineup, I was kind of right there. I just had to, get some reads back and some patience and stuff like that. But legs wise, I felt great from the start of, getting back in the lineup.
Matt, we were talking earlier on the show, about the turnaround and what has gotten you guys here. And in particular on John Hines, just wondering from your perspective, how much credit would you give him for navigating the team through this, and how would you compare his style to other coaches you've had in this league?
I think the big thing is when we had those injuries, we had to kind of change the way we were playing and to maybe simplify things a little bit more, and that's what we did. And the young guys did a really good job coming and playing that style. And then we started to get guys back, those guys, set a lot aside to play that way, and that's kind of what it's been. So we're all on the same page, and there's many ways to win in this league, and there's not a right or wrong, and as long as you're getting the results. And I think for us, the way we're doing it right now is, you know, we roll four lines, we score by committee. There's not really, you know, anybody having a banner year offensively or anything like that. But at the end of the day, it's about going deep in the playoffs. And I think all of us have kind of bought into that. And we want to make sure that, you know, we continue to do that man to man and move forward.
Predators forward Matt Duchesne on with us here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by Gary Ashton Remax Advantage and by Two Rivers Ford. And Matt, to that point, a guy who's been really important coming down the stretch here has been your line mate in Eric Halla, the big game winner on Saturday night against Dallas, sets up Josi the other night in overtime. From your vantage point, just what's made him so good and what stands out to you about playing with Eric Halla on that line?
Yeah, I think he's feeling good right now. I think he's feeling as good as he has all year. You can just tell by his body language and his confidence level. He's a talented guy. I mean, he's one of those guys that just does everything well. He's, you know, they're kind of like a Swiss Army knife type player. You know, he's solid defensively, can PK, can play on a power play. He can play where in your lineup, really. And he's just kind of a really steady two-way centerman. And he and I have, you know, and Cousy have had great chemistry. I think we've scored almost in every game since we got put together in Carolina. I think there was just one game we didn't get on the board, and you know, we've had some really good games, we've had some average games, stuff like that, like anybody. But I think the big thing is you know, his game's elevated for sure, and you need guys like him to elevate their game at this time of year. And he's feeling great, so for me, like, as his line mate, I just want him to keep feeling good and try and help out the best I can. You know, and we talk lots about, you know, different plays and different things on the bench, and we've enjoyed playing together, the three of us. So we just want to keep it going, and, you know, it's great to see him playing as well as he is, because he's been a big part of it, like you said.
Matt, I know you love when we ask you league-wide questions. I got to ask you about this whole Tom Wilson, Panarin. I don't know if you saw the statement the Rangers put out, but probably one of the strongest, angriest team statements I've ever seen on something. What's your takeaway on that whole situation?
Yeah, that was wild. I don't want to get myself in the middle of anything this morning, but all I'll say is I haven't seen anything quite like that from since I've been in the league. That was pretty honest from the Rangers' perspective. So that game should draw some good attention tonight, though. I'll say that.
There is no question about that. That is for sure. Matt Duchesne, Predators forward, on the line with us, brought to you by Gary Ashton Remax Advantage and by Two Rivers Ford. Matt, it's interesting. I mean, we talk so much about UC Saros through this stretch, and obviously he has been outstanding. But I want to ask you about Pekka. Obviously, you know, he's talked about it. He's getting towards the end of his career. He doesn't know if this year is going to be it or if he's going to come back next year, and obviously we're going to leave it up to him to make that decision. But the way that he's handled this, kind of handing the reins over to UC Saros, as a teammate just watching it, what's it been like to watch Pekka not only play when he's been out there on the ice, but handle this situation the way that he has?
Well, I think – I talked to him the other day, and I wanted to tell him, because what happens is when a guy like Juice is playing so well and he's getting all the credit and all the glory and all that stuff, and teammates, you know, "Oh, Juice, you're the best thing since sliced bread," which, you know, he has been. So that's warranted. But, you know, a guy like him can kind of go under the radar and kind of be forgotten about in a way. And I talked to him the other day, and I just wanted him to know how much we appreciate, you know, the sacrifices he's making right now. I mean, he's just the support he's giving Juice, and he's just being an ultimate teammate and good guy, that's what he is. So it's not anything surprising, but I think the big thing for me that I see with him is he's still got the fire to play. And I know that I told him the other day, I said, there's a good chance that we're going to need you at some point if we make the playoffs. I mean, if you look at all the teams that have won over the last, you know, however many years, there's been teams that have used two goalies the whole time. They've alternated or whatever, or they had, you know, one guy play unbelievable for two rounds, the other guy comes in and takes it from there or whatever. So I just feel like for him, he's got so much game left in him. He's the youngest 38-year-old or whatever he is I've ever seen in terms of, you know, his athleticism and how he takes care of himself. Like, he's not he's got a lot of game left in him. I basically think he could play forever by the way that he still does things. And it's extremely impressive, especially at his position, because there's a lot of wear and tear on the body. So, but for me, I wanted to tell him, like, hey, man, like, we understand how tough this is on you, and we appreciate you so much. And he's such a leader on this team. And I know that Juice, you know, appreciates it too. They're close. They're both obviously Finnish. And, you know, I can't say enough good things about Pex. And I think, you know, I don't know where he's at right now mentally. I know it's tough for a guy that's competitive and is a gamer and has pride like he does in the best way. I know this isn't easy for him, but I mean, we appreciate him so much. And I think he's got so much game left in him. So I hope he plays for many years after this.
I think you speak for all of us in that regard. Matt Duchesne, Predators forward, has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by Gary Ashton Remax Advantage and by Two Rivers Ford as well. Matt, great stuff as always. Appreciate you taking time to join us on this busy morning for you, and good luck tonight against Columbus.
Thanks. I appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
Absolutely. Matt Duchesne joins us every week here on Robbie and Rex Road on Wednesdays, normally at 8:45. Got a team meeting happening today at 8:45. Pretty important game tonight for the Nashville Predators.
Yeah, but, you know, John Hines calling a team meeting when we normally have Duchesne. Take that coaching rating down a peg.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely counts against you.
You got to check with the radio schedule first, man. Come on. I mean, I understand it's a big game and all that.
When we come back, we'll get back into the Nashville Predators. Taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Hey, Mother's Day is coming up this weekend, and you can celebrate Mom this Mother's Day with a gift of a 1.5-hour picnic-themed-style photo shoot with Mackenzie Lee Photography at Centennial Park. Picnic setup, sips and snacks will be included, and not only will you enjoy a fun and beautiful park picnic with your family, but you'll also receive 60-plus digital photos to remember it. Go to the Game Nashville contest page and enter now to win today. That's coming up later this weekend here for Mother's Day. We'll be right back. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.